Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Today, a feature with Owen County farmer David Chappell, long a tobacco and beef guy, but who's learned to adapt to the times, like with his roadside stand just north of Owenton on Highway 127. He keeps that popular by having tomatoes earlier and later than normal.
I start the tomatoes real early in the greenhouse, and we start having tomatoes in May, and I'm still picking tomatoes now. I'll probably go another month, month and a half. Last year, I picked my last tomatoes on January the 1st of this year.
And yes, tomatoes, early or late, are very popular.
Yep. I sold 150 pounds during Christmas week.
He produces Mums. They're in now. He features six colors in two shades each. They're running a little late this season due to heat.
They're starting to bloom pretty good now, and we're getting busier every day on those. And they'll run probably for another month before we'll have all of those. So we've got 1,900 of them.
For produce in the summer, he has a stand right on Highway 127. Buyers of Mums in the fall need to stop into the farm and visit.
Yes, they come into the farm. And then, of course, I do the local farmer's market here every Friday. And we sell, you know, just whatever we have, we take up there on Fridays and sell it.
From beef to Mums, evolving with the times. We'll be right back.
The federal government provides $150 billion a year to make higher education possible for anyone. Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share. But an estimated $40 million in financial aid is left on the table each year by Kentucky students. Don't let that happen to you.
Fill out the new and improved FAFSA today. Visit knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter, #knowhowtopayky. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
We continue our feature report today with Owen County farmer David Chappell. Crop-wise, what you'd call a traditional Central Kentucky farmer, but who's added some new innovations, but still making income with some of the old, typical production trends.
Well, I still have my tobacco. I raise about 20 acres of tobacco and have corn and soybeans. So, well, I didn't put out any soybeans this year, but I usually do. Have all corn this time, and then, of course, I got my beef cattle and my hay operations where I bale alfalfa and sell it to the horse people. Just the old standby farming, you know.
Growing whatever the market allows, from Mums right now to occasionally Christmas-time tomatoes. If you get to Owen County, check him out.
We're just 3 miles out of Orton, 127 North.
Owen County's David Chapp. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.